This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School. Mike, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill.
All right. Well, you guys will be hosting the Larry McIntyre tournament this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment over at Marblehead High School. But, Mike, let's focus in on Marblehead basketball. You guys are coming off a win on the road Thursday night against Swampscott. And I guess a note on that game and then maybe a bit more about the Marblehead season. So tell me about the game on Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, we had a really good good game, especially the first half. We struggled last week against Masco a little bit in terms of getting our game going. Masco did a great job of kind of controlling pace. So the last two games we played Gloucester and Swampscott, we really wanted to push pace, wanted to get the other teams in transition D. And last night we were just clicking on all cylinders. We just really had a great first half, up about 30 points at the half. Ran out with a 9-0 lead to start the game, which was, you know, we just got in transition and we were just hitting everything, and we were able to get every defensive rebound, it seemed, and get us into some fast break opportunities. So it was a great job by our team and a real good job on the defensive end of forcing them into some tough shots last night. So a big win for us last night on the road. It's never easy at Swampscott, no matter what the records are. But now we're getting ready, as you said, for the tournament. You know, we got the Larry McIntyre tournament we're hosting, and then the MIAA tournament after that.
You know, Mike, when I look at your team this year, you know, I think that there are times when, you know, I think you guys could beat anybody. You know what I'm saying? And then, like you mentioned the Masco game, but I mean, you guys can. There are, if everyone puts it all together, I mean, you guys are a real force. You guys got some talent.
Yeah, you know, I think we're deeper than we've been in past years, and that's made it actually challenging. We have some guys that are on our bench that don't get nearly the playing time that they probably would have got some other years, but we push each other in practice, and like you said, when you put it all together, we do a really good job, but the problem is you got to make sure that you do that every single night. You know, this isn't an NBA season of 80-something games. This is a high school season of 20 games. And if you have a couple lapses here or there, it can really hurt you. You know, we've had some close games that we've won, and we've had some close games that we've lost. And we talked about all those different possessions and different situations where we've kind of lost track of what we want to do, and that's hurt us in those losses. So the last couple games, we've kind of put it together, and we just got to keep pushing and try to build that momentum as we get into the MIAA tournament.
Yeah. So tell our listeners about some of your key players on this year's team.
Well, you know, we have our three captains, Tyrone Countryman, Isaiah Makor, and Avan Dembo. Avan Dembo is a guy that's kind of our energy guy. He doesn't start, doesn't get a ton of playing time, but because he's been out of basketball for 2 years with injuries. He was on the football team, got injured the last 2 years. He comes in and really pushes our guys. Tyrone is our floor general, our quarterback, really, so to speak, on the offense on our team. He runs everything, averaging about 8 assists a game, just under 14 points a game as well. And Isaiah's really grown up. Isaiah Makor, our other senior captain, has really grown up. Both as a person and a player. Had a big game last night at 17 points right now, last night in only 26 minutes of play. Did a good job attacking it. Had 6 rebounds to go along with it. And, you know, Tyrone and Isaiah are looking to play at the next level. And then you look at our underclassmen after that, you know, Nick Lemon, you know, Miles O'Neill, Ryan Kamas, and Scotty Campbell, 3 juniors that get significant time for us. Just done a really, really good job. And, you know, somebody we didn't think would be coming back is Magnus McCarthy. He was had a really great track spring season, was looking to do track again, and then decided last minute to come back with us. So he stepped up and had some big games. He knows what we're about. And last night, Matthew Scherf and Cam Comstock kind of stepped up as well. Underclassmen, as we said before, and Adrian Barron, who, as we said, he's one of those guys that's probably stuck in a role where if it was a different team, he'd probably be seeing a lot more minutes. And, you know, these are guys that were trying to get those rhythm and get that flow for it. And, you know, last night, just one of those things that we got clicking. So, as we said, we feel that we're deep. We feel that guys know what they're doing. And we feel that we can make a good push. But we got a tough one coming up in the first game in that Larry McIntyre tournament against Bedford.
All right, let me just follow up on that. What do you know about Bedford? That's the kind of one team out of the area playing in the tournament. What can you tell us about Bedford?
Well, they got a great record. They're a little, you know, it's surprising because, you know, the ranking system by the MIAA has them a little bit lower, I should say higher, so to speak. They're around 20th, 19th seed, but they're, last I saw, they're 15-4. They got a solid team that's similar to us. They have a point guard that kind of runs the show. You know, unfortunately, we haven't had a lot to look at. Rather, we haven't had a lot of time to look at them. We're going to be looking at them in the next couple of days. The nice part is getting right back at it. We played last night. Well, we gave the kids the day off on Friday. We'll get back on it Saturday. And Saturday will almost be like a walkthrough. At this point in the season, you do a little bit more individual drills and then kind of talk about the opponent. You know, the scrimmaging or the inter-squatting, you're not going to see as much as that. And, you know, we're at a point now, we're not going, you know, 2 hours of practice. We're trying to limit it and try to get the kids in and out of there. But it's going to be a challenge. That'll be a good one for us. And there's somebody we could see down the road in the MIAA tournament as well.
Absolutely. So, Mike, last question from me is, if you, you know, you mentioned winning some close ones, losing some close ones, where would the defining game be for Marblehead basketball this year? Could be a loss, but, you know, as far as the game where you guys really did put it together, when you guys did put it together.
Well, I think, you know, as a coach, you remember wins, but you remember losses because you remember what you're going to take out of that, what you're going to learn from that. You know, we had we had three tough games against Beverly, Salem, and Peabody in which we lost. You know, we split with all those teams, but the three games that we lost, there was a couple crucial possessions, couple crucial plays that, you know, that we had to make adjustments for. And we talked to players about what we needed to do, and as a coaching staff, what we needed to do to make adjustments. And the same thing, you know, that Masco game, Masco just took it to us. You know, they got into us, got us off our game, and we kind of, you know, we told the kids to play at an even level. Don't let the emotional highs and lows take us out of our rhythm. But we almost played at too low a point and let Masco dominate that. So that's one of the things that we're focused on is we need to control tempo, we need to control energy. So, you know, those four games, I know it sounds crazy to say four games, but the three close losses and the Masco loss where it was a close loss, but we just didn't play well. We didn't play with energy. And that's something that really hurt us. And we realize now as a team, we can't go into any game and not be ready to play 32 minutes of basketball.
No, good stuff. Insightful. Mike, thanks for your time. Hang on the line for just a second, but that's Mike Giardi, head boys basketball coach at Marblehead High School.